B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Time for Bring the Heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's get the Bring the Heat line, 610-771-9751. That's the number you call when you got something you want to get off your chest, good, bad, or indifferent. So let's see what came in over the weekend.
A pop quiz. Who loses three straight at home? The Marlins. Who does that? No one but your slumber lumber Phillies. The Bad News Bears could beat the Marlins. Damn, that's your f***ing analytic.
Get Walter Matthau out there to manage the Phillies. The Bad News Bears. No, you know who does that? Who has time? It's the Phillies. Swept. That's embarrassing, man. We debated on Friday that the smart money Friday was going on the fish.
Yeah.
And the payout was great. If you'd have played the fish all weekend, you'd be rolling in dough right now. Right?
You said that too.
Oh my God. I mean, imagine the money. If you just kept letting it ride. I mean, if you put a hundo, they were plus 210, I think, on Friday. So you take that 210, say you're plus 200 again on Saturday. Now you're looking $2,000 if you just let it ride all weekend, $2,000-$3,000 on the fish. I might go with the Metropolitans tonight. Minus 124 for the Phillies.
At some point, they got to win.
No, they don't. That's the fallacy. It's like you say, no. Every time I flip a coin.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Eventually, heads is going to come up.
I agree with that. I agree with that. My point, though, and I would not go anywhere near the Phillies.
Yep.
Even though they should hit Mets. But that said, at some point, you're at home, and you should try. You should win.
If I could have your attention, please.
It's the Jaws.
Yeah.
The poke.
I don't know how we're going to bring the heat, but let's try it.
I wish that the callers defend this. Dudley do wrong, idiot manager that we got. Hernandez in the lineup, okay? He literally crapped on Kapler's head. Segura crapped twice on Kapler's head, and no repercussions. No repercussions. This guy needs to be gone tonight.
All right, Andrew, we're going to have to take a break because this just isn't going to work while they're doing these announcements. So we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll have to come back and get back to the telephone calls. It's a little different than we're used to. I have no idea what that Bring the Heat caller said, so good point, sir. 610-632-0975. We're live at Blue Heron Pines right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
50-year Phillies fan here. Are you freaking kidding me? Swept by the Marlins. I was pissed at the beginning of the year when they didn't have any starting pitching, and Cuz told me, take it easy. They'll do something at the trade deadline. Guess what? We're going to be 50 games out by then.
No, you're right. 50-year Phillies fan. The only thing is, what has befallen them worse is the lineup. Listen, they got the pitch is horrible. You got to go start that, you know, kid yesterday who gave you nothing. But, you know, it's killed them even beyond no roles. I mean, think about this for 1 second. It's turned out that they got no real closer. I mean, do you really love Hector as your closer?
No, he doesn't have that closer stuff.
Right. Do you love.
Even if Sir Anthony was healthy.
Right.
You got no leadoff guy, no ace. Darwin. You got no leadoff guy, you got no ace. You have very limited power. You got no back end rotation. You got so many holes.
What do you have? You have a right fielder. You have a catcher. You have a shortstop who's having massive issues with motivation right now. You got Reese, who is incredibly erratic. And maybe that's because of all of the launch angle and approach at the plate, philosophical, course that they want to chart for this team. You got Kingery, who frankly should be playing second base now. Enough of the Cesar, after his weekend too.
I hate Cesar.
Yeah. I mean, like, what?
Strikes out too much.
You got a manager who, it's not all his fault, but if he had the tools, I don't know that he would get the most out of the tools anyway. So, if you're going to be beholden to analytics at a religious level like this, you better have so much organizational depth and so much talent that it doesn't matter. And they don't.
Right.
And they haven't drafted well, going back to the general manager and the president, and they haven't developed. Guys that didn't look good here with their organizational philosophy, as I get hit by the banner, was that Clint Thack smacking me in the back of the head? Guys that couldn't do anything here, now all of a sudden go other places. And are having success without the mental approach at the plate that they have instituted.
Wow,
what does this all tell you?
Yeah, the J.P. Crawford thing. Wow.
I mean, that's outrageous. Santana is one thing, but J.P. Crawford's another. Like, Anthony, how am I supposed to feel good not only about the rest of this year or even June or July, let alone the future of this team with this regime in place? How am I supposed to feel good? Now, Jeff Lurie knew when he had a problem. And he gave up the power when Chip had the hand. But then Chip abused the power. And what did the owner do? He stepped in and said, this is not happening with my team. No, no. And he came in and he made some bold decisions and reset the course for the franchise. John Middleton needs to do that with the Phillies.
Yeah, but let's be real for a second. He's not doing that now.
This offseason,
you're gonna go play it out, and you're gonna see what happens. They'll still try to add an arm at the deadline, and then try to see what happens. That's what's gonna happen.
I don't know that they add an arm.
The real problem is, well, they have to.
They may not be in a position to add.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Well, they got to add because it's not about
just next year or this year. I mean,
right? It's if you're gonna add, say, Bumgarner, you're gonna add him for next year too.
Yeah.
Well, you're about.
And that's the time to get them.
You mean sellers? I mean, were you crazy? You can't sell. You got to go try to win.
You might be selling Segura.
Well, you got to go try to win that for next year. That's different. You think he's not a fit, but you're trying to win next year. If you're not winning this year, you got to try to win next year.
Well, here's the other thing. What's their farm system look like? What kind of assets do they have down to trade for a Bumgarner?
Well, that's one thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other ball game, right?
Yeah, but they're going to win. Their biggest asset is Middleton's wallet.
Yep. It's their only asset.
Well, that's their biggest asset.
Yeah. Can you buy your way out of this?
Yeah.
They're going to have to.
You can always buy your way out of it.
Yeah.
The problem is, I don't know if you can get out of it enough to where you can win. Here's the thing. I don't think Gabe is the biggest problem at all. I think it's a directive. I think it's an organizational directive, how they play the game. That comes from Klentak. That comes from McPhail. They were, see, this is what you got to be worried about. You want the honest truth?
Yeah.
Here's what you got to worry about. The Phillies, for years, forsaked analytics. They weren't a big analytics team, right?
Yep.
For years.
No, they play catch up and they overdo it.
Correct. And so now they go all the way, which is always a mistake. Anytime you go from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum,
yeah,
it's a mistake.
Polar opposites.
And so their whole world is about analytics. That's what Klentak knows. You think he got there? How do you think he became a GM? because of his great baseball acumen, his grizzled baseball acumen. He got there because he showed you he can manipulate numbers.
Yep. And that has not worked out.
And everybody, if you're 30 years old and you know how to read a chart and come up with some sort of new acronym, God, you're my guy, GM.
Yeah, no, you're right. TC tweets and he goes, what has Klentak done well as far as drafting goes? Name an impact player who's ready to play or up with the club. Klentak and McPhail are the problem. Falk tweets in and he says, let's look at this macro, not micro. 08, 9, 10 were the aberration. Utley, Rollins, Howard were the exception. 19 season is SOP for this organization. Business as usual. Never been able to evaluate talent. Always have subpar non-pros on their roster. He's right. He's absolutely right.
Dead on the money.
Yep. Now, real quick, I want you to do a little play-by-play for me. Can you do that? Is the volume up on the PA again? Put the volume back up because I want this man to know that we're going to call the play-by-play. Because as I look at the number one tee box, I see the man in blue.
You got to do it.
The man in blue. He's standing there.
Yes.
And he's got the club. He's got the big stick out.
Yes, he does.
Ron Jaworski. So as Jaws gets ready to take his opening tee shot of the afternoon.
Watch Nance. Let me see. Let me hear you do Nance.
All right, you do a little David Faherty for me?
Yeah, I can't see. So go ahead.
I got to get you some glasses, dude. You know, you got to get you see the Lord of the Lenses.
You're
right. Get those eyes fixed. Yeah. But he's going to be addressing the ball here momentarily. So we'll see if Jaws can hit one right down the middle.
He's got the double blue today.
Well, that guy, first of all, there you go. Jaws can hear us now.
Here we go.
Jaws, you performed on enormous stages. You were in a Super Bowl, for goodness sake. You're getting paid today. Here he goes.
He looks great.
Jaws dressing the ball, putting his tee in the ground, wearing the blue pants, blue shirt, blue hat combo.
I still like the life-size bobblehead of Jaws.
Jaws being brought to you by the Smurfs today. He's not a small man, but he resembles one in this outfit. The swing, that's a nice warm-up swing. Don't waste all your good swings on the warm-up, Jaws.
He's going to crush it.
Jaws, get the hands and the hips of the ball. Here he is addressing the ball, Anthony. Get in the hole! That is straight down to my
head.
You might have drove the green.
There, Jaws!
Baba Booey! I hate those people. Great shot, Jaws.
Jaws, all the pressure in the world.
I love Anthony's David Faherty. We're like being quiet, and you go, oh, man.
You're the man. Yeah.
You're the man. Great shot, Jaws. You'll play your ball, all right?
Yeah.
Look, Jaws is so big around here, he's got his own cart. He doesn't share.
Well, he should. It's his joint. Jaws, it's his joint.
Your name's on the joint. Drinks are on Jaws. 610-632-0975. Frankly, that was more exciting than the Phillies weekend.
Did Mikey hit it well this year, right? His first shot?
I don't know. I think he had to take a second from what I remember, but I didn't see it. But that was a hell of a shot by Jaws. Now, mind you, Jaws plays a lot of golf. When you own like 10 courses, you play a lot of golf.
You know.
You know what I mean? You don't own golf courses and not play.
He's what a swing.
It was a great swing. Got through the ball. Well, we're going to have the tee off of Trey Thomas here coming up as well. It looks like he's pulling 3-wood. Trey, are you pulling 3-wood on that tee?
Hybrid.
He can probably drive the green hybrid. We'll get to his shot coming up once they clear the fairway. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe down the Jersey Shore, not far from us here. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
How's the shore, Joe?
It's getting cloudy down here, but hey, it was a gorgeous weekend. Hey, where the Phillies are concerned, Middleton's got to grow a pair between his legs, and he's just got a clean house. All right, because all that stupid money has bought right now is it just kind of got muddled and lost in the whole thing because upper management. This is all an upper management problem, and it's just crud and garbage trickling down and from Klentak on down, have to go. And
You got to start at Andy McPhail. He's ahead of Klentak.
That's right. He's above him.
Yeah.
And he's just got a clean house. Otherwise, I mean, they're the laughing stock of the NL East right now. And, you know, they're a joke where they are throughout the league right now. I mean,
that's not going to happen. And it's going to, if there is a change, any kind of change, and I don't think it'll be anything significant. That happens in the off season, brother.
Well, yes. I mean, so here we are sitting here. We're just going to muddle through the rest of the season because it's so dysfunctional right now. You can't right this ship. The wheels have fallen off.
Look, I agree with you. I do think that they're flawed to the point of no return. I think you're probably right.
Oh, man, wow.
It's this sad. Year, it's sad. All the stupid money that was spent, everything that was good, I mean, you can't wallow in the fact that McCutcheon's gone. Yeah, he's gone, but, I mean, the players, you know, they've got to just say amongst themselves, too, hey, guys, you know, we want to take care of business, but I think right now where they're concerned, they're just disgusted, and, you know, they're throwing their manager under the bus right now.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I do. I do want, you know, like a part of me always wonders, because you never like to bury anybody in June, if that, you know, a starter like a Bumgarner and a center fielder that could lead off, you know, could that cure some of the ails?
Well, it could certainly help, but the other thing is just,
I mean, I think
the
they're fatally,
of it.
I think
matter.
They're fatally, they're built in a fatally flawed manner right now.
Oh, man, that is an indictment, man. But you're right.
Well, you want to play the game. And listen, you know, part of me is I hate the way they play this game.
Yeah, see, John Middleton went out. Forget the stupid money thing for a minute. And he spent money and he got guys here. And the fatal flaw is that it doesn't matter how good the players are here if the organizational philosophy and way of playing the game is what it is. And what Middleton did by acquiring the talent that they acquired with both Bryce Harper and obviously Segura and JT and signing McCutcheon and adding those upgrades in was he wrote a check for the franchise for this summer that's bounced.
Yeah.
It's bounced because they can't deliver on the check that they wrote the way they're currently constituted with McPhail, the GM, and the manager. And
I'm curious.
I don't want to write him off for the year. I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Look, and they're never as bad as they look when you're in a period like this. You're not as bad as they look right now. And they're not as good as they looked in April. But right now they're just, I don't know. I don't know how they can get better.
Well, it can only get better by, you know,
addition.
Acquisition. I mean,
a change in philosophy.
Well, they're not going to change their philosophy, right? I mean, that's their philosophy is what it is.
Yeah, and that's not changing.
It's being taught organizational wide, and it's a cycle, right? You know how sports is in any sport.
Yep.
You got to go through the cycle. Either bears fruit or it fails,
and then
they change. The problem again is the real issue is that they went so dramatically to the other side, from completely ignoring analytics to genuflecting at its altar.
Yeah, to becoming a monk of analytics.
I mean, that's always a recipe for failure. Always.
Yeah.
Look, did they need to incorporate analytics into their process? Yeah, without a doubt. But they went all the way in.
Yeah, too far in, too quickly.
And they lost their baseball side. It feels like they lost their baseball side.
Yeah, and the shame in all this is that it's been since 2012 that we've been waiting for this period of time, and now that it's here, this is what we got.
Yeah, but you know what?
For now. It's not a life sentence.
I think people just go, all right, let's try to get stuck.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, we've been doing this once every couple weeks where the Phillies become a story, good or bad. Now, in the last couple months, it's been kind of bad. But we've been going back to this baseball thing. And, you know, people care. What do you care? Do you watch? Do you like? Do you really? And they've spoken every time.
Yeah, by not speaking a lot of times. Well, here's the thing. I want to hear from two different people. We got 32 minutes left in this program before we get to Mikey Miss at the top of 2 o'clock. I want to hear from people that are pissed, that are angry. I want to see if you're out there. So if you're angry, we'll give you your time. Tell us why you're angry, what you're angry at, who you're angry at. 610-632-0975. And I also want to talk to people who go, you know what? I really don't care. And here's why. Tell me why you just really don't care. Is it because since 2012, you've gotten by without it? Or is it the sport? What is it? What is it? Why don't you? Because this is like, you brought it up, the dream team. And
Chip Kelly.
And Chip Kelly having the rug pulled out from under you. So if that's the feeling, and we know if it was the Eagles, and the Eagles are different, we know that. We're not naive to that.
Could you imagine if the star on the football team laughed at a coach's suggestion?
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Trey Thomas addressing the ball. He's got a hybrid here on the par four. A little bit of a hitch in that swing, but no hitch in the delivery. He smashes it down the fairway.
And that's a low line drive.
And that is not far from the green. Is that one going to be the playable one there, Trey?
Dude, that's a tracer.
Yeah, that
was a tracer.
It was. He pulled a hybrid and hit it 280.
And it was probably 18 inches off the ground.
Yeah. It went, though.
No, just like a
backswing leaves a little something to be desired. But the follow through
was
kind
of
a
funky.
A little
funky hitch.
Yeah, a little Barkley backswing. I'm sure he doesn't want that comparison. There we go. There's another good ball. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to T. Will on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
What's going on, fellas?
T. Will. What's up, my brother?
My guy. Yeah, listen, Martinez, you just said something that's interesting. You said this is the moment everyone's been waiting for. What has everyone been waiting for?
Well, for them to get back into the game at the big league level in the sense that they had this TV contract coming through, they were all pointed to that this past offseason as the time when the Phillies were going to go out and be a big market team again, right?
Okay. Right.
And spend money, as John Middleton called it, stupid money, whatever about that. But this is where we pointed to that this is when baseball comes back to the city of Philadelphia. It's come back with a thud.
Would we agree that he spent, stupid money? We had. He got Harper. He got Real Muto. Yeah. I mean, he got.
Well,
Segura.
JT's not making a lot of money, and neither is Segura. So,
but overall, he spent money. So he said he did what he was going to do. The problem is you didn't address the thing that wins in baseball, and that's pitching.
Yeah.
Okay. And I talked about this with Cuz a while back. Well, President's Day weekend, I said the pitching has to get addressed. And you never addressed the pitching. You never addressed the bullpen. It was the same slop you had last year. It was the same slop you had in the minor league. And when you don't address slop, you're going to have slop. And that's what it was.
The other thing that really killed him was Nola not being himself.
Yeah.
Not being able to rely on him really, really hurt you.
Yeah, and T. Will, the thing that's disturbing about that, it doesn't seem like his ineffectiveness is injury-related.
Yeah, I look at Nola like this. Like, remember the year Hamels came off the World Series,
and then
next year he sluggish, was
awful, awful.
Well, he did the talk show circuit and everything. We blamed it on that.
Yeah, and he came back the following year and he was lights out again. That's where I put Nola. I think Nola's just coming off that high of having such a good year, being in the Cy Young talks, he was dominant last year. I think he's just having one of those off years. And you're going to have to see what you get with him next year. Yeah,
I'm not ready to put Nola in that same category
Hamels. I mean, the problem is that there's no one that you can rely on in that rotation. It's funny, Arrieta's really been your most consistent pitch.
But he's had the last three quality starts, right?
Yeah.
They've gotten nothing out of him. Well, one of them they did.
Yeah.
And they're so thin. Right, T. Well, they have. You can't sustain any injuries, right? You got, and God forbid, you got rainouts and you got lots of games, and the schedule gets tight. They don't have enough arms. They have no arms down below. They're so bad at developing pitching.
Look what they had to do last week with the opener, and then what they had to do yesterday.
They're horrible developing pitchers.
They have no talent there.
They've always been bad at developing pitchers.
Names like Ranger Suarez coming up.
Horrible.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
And that's the thing last week, Gabe. It's 3-2 against Washington. You're coming off the rain delay, and you put that left-handed soft tosser in the game
core
in the eighth inning Well, like, what kind of move is that?
Let's go to Eric in Bucks County on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, brother?
You know what, man? I've never been, would never call, but I got to tell you, killing me. Yeah. Phillies are killing me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and a lot of other people, E.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, Hernandez not sliding. Oh, you know, they're killing players.
Him. Yeah. He's one I'm starting to hate.
Me too.
Yeah, and I'm a lifetime baseball guy. Sometimes they teach you not to slide to try to, you know, block the throw. But that's not what that was.
No, no. Not in that situation. No, nope.
Right. No. And I hate to say it, I'm kind of a Franco fan.
Why? Right now.
Well, I'll tell you. Look at the numbers. You know, the kid's 26. I'm a hitting coach for 30 years, right? 26 homers, 89 ribbies a year for his career. They killed him. Never got hurt, you know?
Kids what do you played. Mean they killed him? How'd they kill him?
Well, they put him on the bench. He's getting bad mouth all the time. Like,
you know what the problem is, though? He can't hit a breaking pitch.
No.
Well, you know what?
He's the poster boy.
You, of all people, hitting coach, I mean, you know, you saw it. I mean, what happened in April was, for some unknown reason, he was getting fastballs. And then they stopped giving him fastballs.
Well, I'll tell you what. I actually saw him hit the ball hard the other way this year. First time in years. Hitting the ball hard to right center. You know?
Well, he's not hitting anything right now. Nobody
is. Yeah, I know. He's hitting 160 for the last. But look at the numbers between Harper and Franco. Harper's like 32 homers, 89 ribbies. Right? Like, they're almost identical.
One guy's a little bit more expensive, obviously. Let's go to Jim in Washington Township on the Fanatic. Jimmy.
What's up, fellas? Great show.
What's up? What's going on, brother?
Let me tell you why I'm angry. Because there's nothing better than playoff baseball.
Yeah.
And that's what they pumped up this year. Now, I mean, you know, we all knew the flaws of last year. And if you look at the ascent from last year to this year, their defense, even if you got the same pitching that we got last year, you expected them to be better because their defensive inefficiencies last year were awful. But I'll tell you right now, even if they turn things around because they have been getting quality starts, they can't hit. They can't hit. And it gets harder in the playoffs.
And how about this too? Like, what are you doing with Harper and going 1-2 Harper Hoskins?
Come on. The lineups, they're a joke. They're a joke. Like, look, I know Quinn isn't, you know, lighting the world on fire. Nobody is, but I mean, he's more of your prototypical leadoff guy. I'd rather see him than Harper. Harper is the standard, a 2-3 hitter. He should never be anywhere else. I don't care if he's hitting
or
not.
But I didn't want to reinvent the game, so you know how it is.
You know, that's what's frustrating is I don't care if you're 70-30 analytics feel. You can't be, whatever your percentage is, you can't be all one way or all the other way. It's just never going to work.
Dead right. Jim, you're dead right. You can't ignore analytics, but you cannot be beholden to it at that level. Mm. And you nailed it. You nailed it. When you go from one end to the polar opposite regarding analytics, you don't think there's going to be an issue there? There's an in-between ground, and they are nowhere near the in-between ground. This is it. I'll tell you what, a lot of shows that we do with subject matter similar to this in some way, shape, or form are cathartic. And as every minute of this show goes by today, I'm getting more pissed off because reality is setting in that this is really a lot more messed up than maybe we even thought.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? And damn it, we wanted a freaking baseball season. We sat here for 2.5 months through a Major League Baseball free agency for something to happen of, you know, big proportions to get an impact player in here. And it doesn't even matter because of the philosophy of this friggin' organization. This is crap. getting pissed. I'm getting more angry by as every minute of the show goes.
So the genius general manager is going to fix it all.
Is that right? Let me know when he's hired. Mark and Narva.
That's all your boy.
Yeah, not anymore.
You,
I'm out.
You and Chitunis.
Yeah.
Worshipping Clentac. You're too hard on Clentac.
The Dartmouth and all the words clouded my judgment, apparently. It's not beneath me to admit I was wrong. But right now, as I sit here on this big, fat hockey ass I have, I was wrong on Matt Clentac and Andy McPhail. I should have known about this McPhail. I should have known about him. Remember the press conference at the end of last year?
Like, let's not go crazy now.
No, I'm out on McPhail. I want McSuccess. Can we get McSuccess in here?
McWin?
Yeah. Can I get Richard McSuccess?
That's on the dollar menu at McDonald's.
That's the greatest, though. Yeah. It is the greatest. All your fellas would hire. See,
a GM with fail in it.
But with a PH.
Yeah, with a PH for a team that's got more losses in pro sports than anybody ever.
The irony is so rich. It really is. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, when he got hired, it was like we were laughing at it.
Yeah, like you hire a guy with the name McPhail?
You know.
With a PH? Kidding me? 610-632-0975. It's the midday show. It's not a happy midday show on this Monday. Other than the fact that we're out here at Ron Jaworski's Blue Heron Pines, and it's beautiful.
Isn't that great? What a great course.
This has been the only savior for today.
Yeah.
It's the midday show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. If you're getting engaged, you have to see Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. I got engaged last year, and I give all of the credit to the team at Family & Company Jewelers. Because when I dropped down and proposed, I know she didn't say yes to me or the mediocre looks I'm rocking, but she said yes to the beautiful rose gold engagement ring that they helped pick out. I'm sure there's a lot of guys like me that don't really know what they're looking for when they go ring shopping. I really didn't have a clue, but things couldn't have been easier. I showed them a picture of what she was looking for, and in minutes, they had 5 different rings in front of me. And once we got down to the ring, they even helped pick out a wedding band to go along with it. Taking that next step in a relationship is a stressful time. Trust me, it wasn't that long ago that I went through it. Don't make it harder for yourself by going to a jeweler who won't give you the attention you need. Visit their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and tell them Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Live at the Ron Jaworski Open. Blue Heron Pines.
He knows how to put on a tournament. I'll tell you, what a day out here. People having a great
time. A girl taking a picture with the Ron Jaworski.
I can't see. I got these guys that make a better door than a window in front of me. Oh, I see it now. I was rubbernecking a little bit there. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up top of the hour.
Back from Colorado.
Colorado Rockies. Get his thoughts on what happened with the Phillies this weekend. I'm sure he's none too pleased with the Phillies getting swept by the Fish. But let's get back to the phones. Mark and Narber.
Had a great weekend. You don't care.
Hello?
What's up, Robin? What's up, Robin?
He's out there to hide the thin air.
Really? What's going on, man?
Hello.
You're on the air, buddy.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for providing this forum to vent a little frustration about the Phils. You know, I've been a lifelong fan, lived through 80, 83, 93, and they wrote me back in this year. I'm like, man, I'm stoked to watch the Phillies again. I got a 13-year-old son who plays baseball, trying to get him involved. April, yeah. We're high. These boys can hit. This is going to work. And now I just feel like I'm in a wasteland. I'm like out. He's back on his video games. I tune in and I'm just like, it's depressing.
He's back. I know it. I got two boys too. They're back watching the movies while I watch the game on the iPad. They're not even, I got moved to the iPad, brother.
You can't even get the game on the big screen. You go iPad game.
Yeah.
Oh man, you're gonna end up on the phone soon.
It's tough to compete with that NBA 2K. He's got a whole universe on there.
Oh my God,
dude! My son plays that too. By the way, that game's outrageous.
I won't go. I can't go in there. It's like crack.
Yeah.
Oh my. He's
my NBA 2K.
We were watching some fills and they fell apart. I mean, where's the leadership in the clubhouse? Yeah. What happened to Reese Hoskins? I mean, did someone put like a spell on this guy?
The organizational philosophy.
Players don't like him. They don't like him. They don't want to play for him. People are giving up in June.
I don't even know if they don't like him. I just think they don't relate to him.
Yeah,
like, what's there to relate to that guy?
He's not a bad guy. It just seems like he's not in touch.
Yeah. Right.
I think he's probably a good guy. He's probably an interesting guy.
Like, where's the baseball feel to this team?
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's out in left field.
It's upstairs with Klentak. It's in his program.
Yeah, look, I don't think Gabe's a bad guy or they're like, man, he's a jerk or anything like that. I think he's weird.
Bryce Harper laughed.
He laughed
at him. Bryce Harper laughed. He laughed at him.
Yeah.
I mean, stop. Segura, after committing a mortal sin, not busting out of the box, you go, all right, whatever. Things happen. He does it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. That's a slap in the face of the manager.
Come on. It's Cesar. They're just dumb.
Yeah.
They play dumb baseball.
And
they play a bad brand of ugly, dumb baseball. So that's a reflection on the manager, the general manager, really the general manager.
Lack of respect.
Who orchestrates the organizational philosophy.
Yeah.
Which they all teach.
I tell you, is Cesar in that lineup tonight?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because there's no repercussions. There's no repercussions.
Cesar stinks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it a great loss if he is at this point? No. Well, let's make Kingery the second baseman. Let's get a center fielder in here that's got term beyond this year. And so you can move this thing forward long term. Because right now it's not.
I mean, that's him. Laughing.
Yeah, laughing.
Laughing.
We'll bring out a curveball machine.
Curveball machine. You got to be kidding me, right? That's where we are. We're at a curveball machine.
So wait, they got seven against the Mets and the Marlins again, right?
Unreal.
What happens?
All right. Mikey Miss coming up next. Handoff today, of course, always brought to you by Philadelphia Hand-to-Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Mikey Miss up next right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.